Lush.
KiwiSaver, great idea. It seems as though it's become a political football. It seems as though some are saying you can take it out soon to, in fact, pay for your house. Some are saying, in fact, that you can increase the payments to moderate the economy. It seems as though KiwiSaver is becoming more flexible than anything, and there are concerns about that. With me now, Anthony Quirk, Managing Director of Milford Asset Management. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Marcus.
Should I be worried if I'm in KiwiSaver that it's become something that parties, rival political parties, can do with or propose to do with what they want on a whim?
Well, the answer is probably yes and no. I mean, the good news for KiwiSavers is that the scheme is here to stay. There's no debate amongst the major parties about KiwiSaver actually carrying on. The bad news is, though, that it has turned into a bit of a political football, in the sense that the parties are starting to tinker with it and really start to take it away from what it was intended, which was a long-term retirement scheme, with, as obviously National on the weekend with their housing-related policy and previously Labor with their Reserve Bank-related policy.
I'm not someone that likes change. I don't like my KiwiSaver being changed. Do you think that this will, in fact, affect the effectiveness of KiwiSaver?
Well, no, for the vast majority of people, no, although certainly for the National Party policies, obviously that's targeted at a very particular area, which is for the first home buyer. So, of course, the vast majority of KiwiSavers, there's over 2 million in KiwiSaver, are not in that category. The Labor policy, though, is much more wide-ranging because they want to, instead of interest rates, change people's contributions, and that would have more of an effect on much more people within KiwiSaver.
Okay, let's look at those two ideas and the merits of them. The idea to take out your retirement saving to buy your first house, is that a good thing?
No, I don't think it is. The whole reason KiwiSaver was set up in the mid-2000s by Michael Cullen was to provide long-term savings, retirement savings. It was actually trying to move people away from property. We've got the highest proportion, or one of the highest proportions, of housing as a proportion of our total assets around the world. You know, property dominates most people's investments, and this was one way to try and move people away. And in fact, National's policy is pushing you back towards housing.
Let's look at the Labor's idea, and I'm slightly confused by it, but they're using it as a tool to actually combat inflation and affect monetary policy. What's the guts of it? Would it work, and is it a good thing to do with KiwiSaver?
Well, again, the short answer, I think, is no, because it is moving it away from what it's intended to be, which is, as I said, long-term retirement. In short, what they're trying to do there, instead of the Reserve Bank moving up and down interest rates, and Labor's concern is if they move up interest rates, then our currency's strong. What Labor wants to do is change the KiwiSaver contribution so that they'll, through the Reserve Bank, say they want the economy to slow down, it's getting a bit carried away, they'll raise the amount that people have to put into KiwiSaver, so take money out of your pocket and therefore slow down spending and then therefore slow down the economy rather than to have raise interest rates. And for most people, if you're trying to save for your retirement, I don't think you want the government telling you how much you're going to have to put in. The nice thing about KiwiSaver is you do get to choose that. You do have some flexibility.
So Labor's idea would work, but it causes uncertainty because you're not going to be sure how much money you're going to have left in the pocket because your payments are going to vary, aren't they?
Well, that's very much the case for the individual. And also, frankly, it's not sure that it will work. That's very much a voyage into the unknown about whether that actually will cause that change in the economy that they're looking to affect.
I almost also think as a policy it's too complicated to have cut through at the ballot. I mean, you and I are discussing it. We don't even know if it's going to work. It's complicated policy, isn't it?
Yes, well, Labor have come up with some interesting ideas, so things like capital gains tax and the like, and they are quite complex and quite hard to explain. So that is an issue for them, obviously, to try and make that as understandable as possible.
Could we have something, some legislation that sits KiwiSaver in stone so we can't change it, or is that not practical?
Oh, no, absolutely. What we saw in the early 90s, Jim Anderson and the Alliance Party put together an accord with Labor and National, and some older people may recall that. And there's very much, I think, a possibility that that could happen. But there needs to be a drive on both sides. I was actually at a conference yesterday on this, and the Greens got up and said we need political consensus. And I certainly agree with them on that. An accord like we saw in the early 90s would be a very good idea, and entrench KiwiSaver so people have certainty.
Lovely to talk. Managing Director of Milford Asset Management, that's Anthony Quirk. 7 o'clock, it's news time.